And my guest today has made a lifetime commitment to fitness. Back in the 80s, she graced our screens with her trademark green leotard and became known as the Green Goddess. I'm very pleased to welcome Diana Moran. Morning.
Good morning, Mandy. It's lovely to see you. And you're looking so fit and well.
Oh, am I? Thank you for that. So could it be that life doesn't seem to be slowing down very much for you this year in particular?
This year in particular, it has speeded up so ridiculously. It really has. It started off with the publication of my book called Sod Sitting, Get Moving. I continue with my full page in the Lady magazine every week.
Every week.
I do my own radio show too, the
yes.
DAB station for, it's to do with Age UK, and my program looks at older people's concerns and worries of all types. And then, of course, I've been off with Channel 5 to Italy, and the programs are going out at the moment. The last one goes out tonight.
Wow.
And that's been an experience. Older people, five of us, coexisting in Italy. And we could have turned into rather horrible people, but I think we've turned into such good best friends.
Really?
It was wonderful. It was a celebration of getting older.
Wow. And I haven't seen it at all, but I feel inclined to look it up now. It's like a big brother for older people by the sounds of it.
Well, I don't know whether you would have seen The Real Marigold Hotel.
I did.
Which was a series that was done in India. Well, yeah. I was supposed to have been doing that. I had mm-hmm. my jabs and visas and everything ready, and I couldn't go for various reasons. And so this has taken over from that, the same company,
yeah.
2-4, but this time they only had five people. I think they found that eight people probably went into groups and, you know,
right.
one against
yes.
the other sort of
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah.
So there were five of us originally, but sadly, Ian Lavender, do you remember Pike from Dad's Army?
Yes.
Ian Lavender was with us and was taken seriously ill halfway through.
Oh, no.
And spent the rest of his time in hospital.
Oh.
So it became four of us. So tonight's episode, I happen to know because the producer spoke to me earlier this morning, I sort of became a bloke.
And so, oh, that's an interesting
yeah,
thought.
It was a bit interesting. So with Johnny Ball, you know, the comedian, but the mathematician, a very clever guy, really.
Yeah.
You see me, I think, tonight, climbing up, I don't know how many hundred steps, right to the top of the Duomo in Florence.
Wow.
And he's giving me a mathematical lesson the whole of the way up, saying so many bricks were used here, and then the angle of the brick changed, and that's how they built the Duomo.
Oh, gosh.
It was fascinating.
Wow. And what do you think? Better to have been in Italy or... completely different to the Marigold Hotel, really.
I think we were very, very fortunate because yeah. obviously we were looking. The program's called A Taste of Italy,
uh-huh.
Celebrity Taste of Italy.
Wow.
So we were having cookery lessons, we were having language lessons, but really we
wow.
were having a taste in that we were going into Italians' homes, their businesses, their recreations. We had Rula Lenska. She fell in love with a fisherman she went out with on this one particular... went out on the boat with, but boy, she
yeah,
came home
yeah.
all romantically inclined. So it was older people. Average age, I would suggest, was 75.
Wow.
Probably 76. And I was
yeah.
one of the eldest.
Yeah.
It just showed what you can do. And looking at a way of life, which is maybe where we were in rural Tuscany, how we would like to lead our lives these days.
Right.
Not quite so fast as we've become here in the
yeah.
UK, and more family orientated.
Because that's the Italian way of life, isn't it?
The Italian way. And if somebody's
yeah.
sick, you know,
yeah.
the family come together to care and to look after.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, so what time is that on tonight?
That's on tonight on Channel 5
mm-hmm.
at 9.
At 9.
Till 10.
Perfect. I'm going to be watching that, I know for sure. So let's talk about your book. Now, I've got it. I've got the copy here. Sod Sitting, Get Moving. Great title, by the way. How... Who came up with that?
Well, if you look closely, I've co-written the book with mm-hmm. Professor Sir Muir Gray.
Yes.
And it came about because he had written a book called Sod 70. And I was asked by the BBC on the Today programme to go in and help review the book and all the rest of it. Muir and I got on so well together. We came out of the studio and he tapped me on the shoulder and he said, I'm going to write a book with you.
Oh, wow.
And that was the idea conceived. And our baby was born, kind permission of Bloomsbury Publishing, nine months later.
Wow. And a great publishers, Bloomsbury.
Great, yes.
Great publishers.
And last week was very interesting because I was up with the Times newspaper, who run the literary festivals in Cheltenham and Blenheim. Mm-hmm. And Samir and I were presenting up there with the book.
And how was it received?
Oh, it's been so, so well received. It's a very easy book to read. Mm-hmm. As you can see, there are 110 exercises. Mm-hmm. And a photographer came to my house and I dressed just in black. So he got the silhouette of everything I was doing.
Oh, so this is you then in these
all
little
of those little cartoons, which were then illustrated by David Mostyn, who in my childhood did all the Beano and the Dandy cartoons.
Oh, wow.
And he made from those black silhouette photographs of me, he made all these cartoons. Sometimes I'm old, sometimes I'm young, sometimes I'm female, sometimes I've got a turban on. it's really quite fun. But of course, Sir Muir is a very, very eminent medical man. I could go on and tell you all about his things. So it's very sound, it's very solid, but it's a very easy read. We call it, the book is a call to arms, a bonfire to slippers. And we say, down with sofas and up with stairs.
I love it. Yeah. Now, I noticed on the first page, well, the first, the introduction, I picked up on something which said, scientists say that our genes only make up 25% of the contribution to our long lives. Now, that's something I've not heard of before. So basically, the rest is up to you then.
The rest is up to our lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, there are accidents that happen, and that's a tragedy because that can change your life totally and with the loss of independence. But we can do so much to help ourselves. I mean, total fitness is actually made up of six components. We tend to think of it as the sort of the keeping fit, the physical side of it. But there's also the medical side of it. There's the mental side of it. Emotional side of it, nutritional side, what we're eating, and also the social side. That those are the components of total fitness.
Yes.
And you, these days, I mean, I work a lot. I'm nearly 79, and I work a lot with older people. Yeah. And it really distresses me how many lonely older people there are these days.
Yes.
And loneliness can then bring on its problems, the mental problems. Maybe they don't socialise and eat properly or don't take care of themselves properly.
Well, I want to pick up on this, but I'm going to just break for a little bit of a song, and then I want to talk about the sort of the loneliness side and things, because I think that's really important, especially since we're in St. Peter's Hospital, Ashford in St. Peter's. Many people that are listening in will be going home to an empty house, and of course, some of the reasons why they've ended up in hospital are, as you've just said, because of their isolation and their concentration on their own situation, and it makes people ill. And I want to talk to you about that as well after, but let's give our voice boxes a little bit of a rest and have some music, okay? Thank you.
With a holiday flavour. Lift to the ceiling, down to the floor. Stretch to the ceiling, arms down. Once more, come on, lift to the ceiling. Bend those knees, dive to the floor.
Oh, yes, lovely. That was Ski With versus Eileen v. Sid v. Big Les. Very, very funny. So, very holiday campish, wasn't it? Did you find that?
I can see a line of people going along, moving in front of the beat and one step
to the
and
ceiling.
I was ready to get up and go on that one. I don't mean out the studio. Getting moving.
Thank you. Okay, so since you were on the screens on breakfast, was back in the 80s. Would you say that your exercise regime has changed very much, or do you do exercise every day, or do you do it several times a week?
Obviously, when I was on Breakfast Time every day, I was putting together the night, the day before, the music, and then all the moves that I was going to do. And I was rehearsing time and time again to myself in my own little... I made a little studio in my own home down in the West Country at the time. And I had to get it, you know, absolutely into my head. You can't sort of suddenly forget it when you're on air for 7 minutes. So I was super fit then.
Yes.
Nowadays, I do what I call just maintaining, and that's what I would advise most older people to do, maintain. So there's a certain amount of aerobic work that I do, and I don't mean dancing around like you can quickly imagine aerobic. I mean that I walk very briskly.
Mm-hmm.
Today, parking here was a bit difficult, so there was a lot of, you know, swift walking from there to here, for example. I work in London a tremendous amount. I was there most of yesterday, and I walk very quickly while I'm there. I live by the river down here, and I walk along the towpath. So that's my aerobic exercise.
Right.
But then when I get up in the morning, I have my own little routine. If we were television, I would show you my monkey stretch, which is getting out of bed, planting your feet, standing, then leaning forward, sweeping your arms down towards your feet, bringing them up past your chest, stretching up to the ceiling. And I do that probably 5 to 10 times. And that really motivates and energizes me for the morning. And then I have my own particular problem areas. And so I then get down on the floor and I attend to my tum and my bum. And the trick as we get older is to just hook your feet, your toes, under the end of the bed. And then you can continue to do your crunchy tummy and other exercises, but you're protecting your back.
Wow.
Always with knees bent. So, for example, I'm lying down. First of all, I've just tucked my toes under the end of the bed, which is lovely and heavy. I've then got bent knees, never straight legs, bent knees, lie back on the floor with the hands on your thighs, take a deep breath, and as you breathe out, up you come, sliding your hands up your knees and then back again. And you don't have to come right up. And if you do about 20 of those, your tummy stays flat.
Wow.
And it tightens other bits as well.
Is that exercise actually in the book?
Oh, most certainly is.
Yes. Wow. And what about diet? You talk about the diet in the book as well. That's another element of,
yes,
of it.
Yes. So let's just stay with the exercise just for one second, mm-hmm, because when you exercise, I love to make things very simple. Mm-hmm. There are 4 benefits and they all begin with S. Stamina that I talked about, the aerobic work is building up your stamina. Strength, we've just been talking about those tummy muscles. Suppleness was when I was up and stretching first, mm-hmm, thing in the morning. And skill, which is the coordination of your mind, your brain, and the rest of your body. So those are the 4 S's.
Yeah.
But then there are 4 F's, because you asked me about diet. And I go for fresh food as much as possible. Fruits and vegetables, fish, I prefer fish to meat, mm-hmm, and lots of fibre. So that's your cereals, that's the peel of an apple, for example, as well. And I have to say, those basic rules have stood me in very good stead for many, many years.
I was going to say, there's a lot of people that profess to know about health and fitness, and they don't always look the picture of health. You, on the other hand, as you say, nearly 79, look amazing. So what you're doing is obviously working.
Well, it works for me, and it isn't as if I haven't had my problems,
mm-hmm,
because back in 90, I started Breakfast Time just about 83, and in 88, I was diagnosed with breast cancer.
Wow.
And I had to have a bilateral mastectomy and reconstruction, which I've had to have more operations for as the years have gone on. Mm-hmm. But I do remember that the surgeon said to me in the hospital as I was sort of going into the theatre thinking, this has got to be the best performance of my life. I've done the Royal Command performance in a theatre, but this performance has got to be even better. And I remember him saying to me, Diana, you'll come through this well because you're so fit.
You're fit. Yeah.
So my fitness has certainly helped me with a lot of my problems.
Yes. Absolutely. We'll go back to what we were talking about before we had the break for the music there. People that are in hospital, that are going home, that might find it lonely, and that was an element of fitness we were talking about there, is your mental attitude and how well you are in yourself mentally. Now, what would you suggest? Because I know that you're involved with, you're an ambassador for Age UK, and Age UK have an awful lot to offer with regards to isolated.
We are really, really concerned about elderly people being lonely, and particularly if they've just come out of hospital. So if one of the family would make a call, get in touch with Age UK. Age UK is Age UK, that's like one word, .org.uk. Or there's a telephone number which is 0800 055 6112. And there are people who can, first of all, be talking to somebody, maybe who's lonely, has come out of hospital, talk to them on the phone. Very often they can put them in touch with somebody else, or they can put them, make an arrangement that a person, a volunteer, will telephone that person who's just come out of hospital or is feeling particularly down or lonely. They'll call them on a regular basis.
Really?
Yes.
They do that for
them? Yes, they'll do that for them.
Yeah.
And then, as I say, there's visiting as well. So there are all sorts of schemes. And then, of course, we also have the panic button.
Yes.
And so if somebody is on their own and is nervous that something's going to happen in the middle of the night, or they've fallen down, mind you, the trick is to keep wearing the thing. don't leave it on the top of a shelf over there somewhere, and then you've fallen in another direction. So if you've got it on, press the button, and it goes down to a call centre. The last time I knew about it, it was in Woking. And up come the details of that person and the doctor's name, and then other things can happen from then onwards.
And is that actually provided by Age UK, that button?
I think you pay a little something for for the service. Wow. So it's really, really worth looking on the website, the Age UK website, for a start. It's a font of information. It really is. I do a regular radio show on a Monday evening. It's on a DAB station, so a little more difficult to get hold of, called The Wireless. And it's the sort of thing that we talk about on the programmes.
Wow. That's a really good resource for people who are going home or who are lonely and isolated in their
homes. You don't have
to
be alone anymore. There are people, volunteers out there, who will help if they know about you and you know about them.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that with us. So your life then, apart from the Channel 5 thing and your lady stuff, is this your first book or have you
15th.
Oh, I feel very bad not having known that. The other's all about fitness in particular?
One was my diary of when I went through the cancer, and it was one of the first books that Bloomsbury published back in about 89. So I've had a good association with them. I've written books on osteoporosis. They're all health-related books, let's call it that. And I think, as from a couple of days ago, haven't signed a contract yet, I think there will be another one on bones and osteoporosis. I've just got to think of a good name like that, haven't I, Mel?
Yeah, you have. No chance of slowing down by the sounds of it,
None
Diana.
Whatsoever. None whatsoever.
And you've got bags of energy, so it's always lovely to have
And
you.
I've also got this lovely family. Sadly, they don't live nearby, as many of your listeners will find that their families don't these days.
Yeah.
One's up north and one's down south.
Some are even in Hong Kong and things like that,
goodness
aren't they,
me.
In this day and age?
And all my, I've got four grandchildren, three of them, the three girls are sort of into medically inclined jobs, physiotherapy, for example, and medicine. And they were rather chuffed the other day when they said, "Grandma, we've just heard that the Centre of Ageing Better, which is a charity, have done a small version of my book, and also the College of Occupational Therapists have all been provided with a shortened version of this
as
well.
Oh, that is so brilliant.
So they were a bit chuffed that Grandma...
Yeah, you're quite a cool grandma, I have to say. Quite a cool grandma. You work also, you volunteer, as well as being our patron here at Radio Way, which we're very pleased to have
I'm
you.
I'm delighted.
Yeah, we're very pleased to have you.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you. You also do something for the hospital, don't you?
Tell
us what you do here.
Yes, I'm on what's called the patients panel here at St Peter's and Ashford Hospital.
What does that involve?
And we're rather like the unofficial eyes and ears of the hospital. Mm-hmm. And so every time we're moving around the hospital, either as a patient or maybe visiting or maybe coming to hear some of the medical talks and things, you know, what is going on within the hospital, should we say, mm-hmm. we're listening and we're looking. Are the floors clean? Mm. Are the staff polite? Were they kind? Did I have to wait a terrible long time? Was I texted to tell me that I had my appointment? All these sorts of things. And we relate back the good and the bad. It's quite fun, though. When it comes to my turn, they laugh. There's only about 12 of us. They look at me and they think, oh, golly, what's she going to complain about? It's so rare that I complain because I think these two hospitals are absolutely brilliant. And it makes me really cross all the time that there are so many condemnations of NHS hospitals. But you try it for yourself and you're in trouble. As far as I'm concerned, 99% of the time, these two hospitals turn up trumps.
I agree. I actually do think that, although we're quite prejudiced, I do think there's some of the best hospitals ever. I listen to people's stories about other hospitals, other places, and I think, oh, thank goodness I'm in the catchment area for Ashford and St Peter's.
Yes, we're very fortunate.
Very, yes.
If only the parking was better. Oopsie, did I say that?
Brilliant. Okay, now, one thing that I thought about, which I wanted to ask, which was a bit of fun, really. You have done so much in your life. You've done television and radio and writing books and writing for the Lady magazine and things and so much more. Is there anything still that you have this yearning to do that you haven't yet done? I'm not going to skydive out on your 100th birthday.
No. Anything like that, anything that involves heights, I'm not really very clever with at all. No, I don't think there is a lot. I've been very fortunate, or maybe I've made my fortune, that I've travelled a huge amount, like you have as an air hostess. I've worked on the cruise ships a tremendous amount, so I've been lots of places. So actually, you've put me on the spot.
Oh, but sorry.
But there are two places that I still want to visit. One is Japan, just to literally see that other mode of operation, way of life, you know,
very different.
And very different. And then the other place I would love to just lose myself up in the Canadian Rockies.
Oh, me too. I share that with you. Mm. That's one of my dreams too. Yeah. Bears and things.
Otherwise, I'm quite satisfied with my life. I work hard at it and I've got terrific friends. I mean, tremendous friends. Wow. And I look after them and they look after me.
Yeah, fantastic. Okay, now, the book is called Sod Sitting, Get Moving, and I notice it says for the 60s, 70s and 80s, and I see the way society's going, you might have to have a reprint and it might have to be for the 90s and the 100s. What
do
you think about
Samir
that?
Well, was talking about Sod 80 to me last week, I have to be honest. But may I just very quickly say that we are not disregarding people who are unable to do conventional exercise. Mm-hmm. So there are sections in the book that I've particularly done for people who are wheelchair bound.
Yes.
Or who used to exercise, but maybe they've had the hips done or the back's gone or something or the other, osteoporotic. So there are adaptations of exercises in here if you're not able to do quite what you used to be able to do.
Well, it's a marvellous book. I've been reading it the last couple of days, and I've done a few of the exercises myself, actually.
Oh, I'm pleased to hear it.
Well, it's lovely as ever to see you again back in the studio. Thanks so much for coming in and talking to us. And we're going to finish with, do you know this song called Another Day of Sun by the La La Land cast?
No, I don't think I do.
Did you see La La Land?
No, I didn't.
Well, they dance in between the cars. It's a very dancey tune, so I fully expect you to be up and moving in a minute. Thank you so much for coming in. It's a pleasure.
It's been my pleasure. Keep on keeping fit.
Yes, thank you.